the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And welcome to Jackson Dell High School in Osgood for the first games of the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament. It'll be the boys who are actually in the 100th. That's coming up tomorrow. But we have girls action tonight, and it's the 49th girls Ripley County Tournament. We've got a gentleman who's very familiar with all this joining us this evening. He is a veteran of the classroom in Ripley County, as well as coaching. And in fact, when he coached the Raiders girls, it earned him a spot in the Ripley County Coaching Hall of Fame. He was with the young ladies for about 8 years, and he's back with us, and we're glad to have him. It's Brian Samples. Brian, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on here. It's great to be back at it tonight.
And so you're back at the tournament. You've got the Ripley County girls, and they have an interesting record on the season versus Milan, 9-5 versus 3-11. Give us a thumbnail as to what you're expecting here tonight.
Well, both teams are not going to go very deep on the bench. They'll only sub maybe one, possibly two players. South Ripley packs a 3-2 zone, 1-2-2 zone in there pretty tight. On the flip side, you got the Lady Indians. I see they're shooting about 18% from the three, so they're obviously going to have to be able to knock down some shots from the outside. Same for the Raiders. They'll have to knock down a few shots as well, both teams with a few injuries. So I think if you look at all four teams in the tourney, they're all in kind of that same boat with a few little injuries here and there.
And, of course, we'll have the second half of our doubleheader later on this evening. We've got two ballgames for you back-to-back, folks. It is Milan and South Ripley here in the opener of the Ripley County Tournament. And then we've got Batesville visiting here the home court of Jacksonville. And, Brian, this gym, although the building doesn't look that old outside, this gym has clearly been around a while.
Yes, I believe it was in the late 60s when they first opened the gym here at Jacksonville, and that's kind of the neat thing that they're honoring. I'm actually on the Hall of Fame board this year. So
congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. That's a neat thing that they're honoring for the boys tomorrow night and Saturday night. They'll have all the letter jackets out of all the schools,
Wow. All
the little small towns that were there. They'll have videos playing. They'll have that Hall of Fame ceremony on Saturday night. And just so everybody knows with the girls, this same type of ceremony will happen next year for their 50th anniversary. Wow. So they're celebrating the boys 100 this year and the girls next year. So everybody will get a part of that.
It's just fabulous. And what tradition it is for what everybody across the country realizes is a traditional basketball state, and that is Indiana.
You're exactly right, especially this area. Almost everybody here has had somebody else that's played here. My dad played in this tournament. I played in it. My son played in it.
Both coaches played in it?
Both coaches played. Actually, all four coaches played in it tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, they were all in it, and they've had, you know, Scott had his son play in it. Matt's had his daughter play last year, so Carissa's got hers this year. So, yeah, very exciting.
So we are going to be right back to hear from both Coach Matt McNew and Carissa Voss, and they are on the way to tell you about tonight's ball game in more detail. That's after these words on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back at Jacksonville with the coach of the South Ripley Raiders in this opening girls game of the tournament, Matt McNew. And Coach, your Raiders come in 9-5, and the Eagles, well, they're having kind of a tough year. But let us know about your ball club. Introduce the crowd to them.
Yeah, we've got four returning players. Obviously, one of our seniors is out with a knee injury, Morgan Brightwell, but the other three are well-known in the area. They've played on the varsity level since they were freshmen, so they're well-known. They're doing the bulk of our work on the floor, scoring rebounds and, you know, stats like that. We do have a new freshman that came up this year that is a local name, and that's Claire Samples, and she's put in I think she's our second leading scorer, close to it, so she's helped out a lot this year. But other than that, we have one junior who's our center, and that's Lexi Franklin, and she's done a great job so far this year. As you'll see during the game, she's not really what you would consider a big, but she does her job underneath.
It's big enough.
Yes, yes, big enough for what we need.
And so tell us what the thoughts are of the Raiders coming into the 100th Ripley County tournament. It's got to be special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like one of the longest running tournaments in Indiana anyway. And when you combine everyone in the county, they come out, they watch. There's no other games going on in the area. So this is what you got. And it is special. This is 48 for the women's, I believe, and 100th, like you said, for the men. So it's been around a long, long time. There's a lot of players that'll be sitting in the stands that played in the years past. A lot of coaches that have played in the years past. I'm pretty sure that you'll see all four coaches on the girls' side have played in it. I'm not sure about all the boys. I do know South Ripley's hasn't. But back in the day when I was in it, we had more teams, too. There weren't just the four teams. We had South Dearborn, East Central, teams like that were in it. But it is nice just to have the Ripley County teams each year.
And what do you know about the Milan Indians coming into this one? You do want to win this ball game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You want y'all never come out on the court and not want to win. But Milan's coached by Carissa Voss, and she's doing a really good job this year. They've improved quite a bit over the past 3 years since she's had them. And I'm sure they're looking to knock us off as, you know, everybody does when they come in here. And, you know, they are young. I think their squad's mostly sophomores. So they've got a few years of the same group to go, and I'm sure they'll get better each year.
It sounds like it should be a heck of a matchup, Coach. A good way to start the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, we want all four, you know, all four teams to play well. We want both games to be a good game. And, you know, you just hope you come out on the winning side of it, obviously. But you do want to entertain the crowd.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you for being here.
That's Coach Matt McNeil. We'll be right back in just a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And back with the coach of the Milan Indians, Carissa Voss. And, Coach, first give folks kind of a thumbnail as to how your ball club's doing so far this season coming into the Ripley County Tournament.
Yeah, so we've kind of made that transition, as I've talked earlier, about being a JV team last year, playing a varsity schedule, and I think we've transitioned pretty well to being a competitive varsity team. Just keep getting better with each game, learning, growing, and making good progress thus far.
And so who are some of the standouts going to be for the Black and Gold this evening?
Yeah, so I think our go-to girls are Kaya Rainier and Emma Voss. Sophomore leaders, you know, we put a lot on their shoulders. A lot of leadership has to come from them. We kind of just depend on them to do a lot of the scoring. And what that allows for the rest of the team to do is kind of relax and play their role well. You know, Alex Getz have been playing really well for us, hitting some shots. Trinity Reed's been handling the ball for us a little bit. And Anna Herzog has been playing really well. So if we can get Kyra Neer and Emma Voss to play their game, everybody else plays a little more relaxed and has a little more fun.
And then what do you know about Coach McNew's squad?
Yeah, so we know they're going to come out with a lot of intensity. You know, they play hard. All week we've talked about we have to out-rebound them to give ourselves a chance. We can't give them extra chances to score, so really valuing the possession. You know, that's something that the Raiders look to do. They look to steal and score off of that. So limiting those opportunities for them to give us a chance to win.
And, of course, a big thing all week, history of the tournament. It's the 100th for the boys, maybe, what, 48th or so for
49
for the, 49 for the girls.
Year, yeah.
And so it's huge tradition. And how do your young people grasp some of that?
You know, I don't know that these girls really understand the history of that. That's something we really try to talk about. And just Milan in general, playing basketball at Milan is just really something nationwide that's really cool. And I just don't think that they can really wrap their head around that. We've kind of talked about some of the stories. You know, my dad coached me in the Ripley County Tourney. I'm coaching my daughter in the Ripley County Tourney. My father-in-law is in the County Hall of Fame. And so there's just a lot of family history with this. And I don't know. We try to ingrain that in these girls. I'm not sure how much they grasp. So, you know, we've really talked a lot this week about the Milan girls haven't been in the final game since 1992. And so kind of coming into this, when I took over this squad 3 years ago, one thing that we emphasize is make history. Let's do something that Milan hasn't done. So we have to, you know, practice like they've never done before. We have to play like they've never done before. And I really think we have the opportunity right here to kind of make some history and start that tradition at Milan.
Sounds like a great way to go. Thanks so much for joining us, Coach, and best of luck to both clubs today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That's Coach Carissa Voss of the Milan Indians. We'll be right back to tip it off in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Yes, Jim Williams with Brian Samples. We're getting ready to launch the 49th girls version of the Ripley County Basketball Tournament. The 100th version of the boys is coming up tomorrow right here, and we invite you to be with us for that. We've got the Raiders and the Indians on the floor, and we'll be right back to introduce them to you in just a moment on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams back at Jacksonville High in Osgood with Brian Samples, one of the legends of coaching in Ripley County. And Brian, this is going to be a blast of a game to launch this 49th girls Ripley County tournament.
You're exactly right. Good way to get it started with these two teams. Again, both of them pretty evenly matched up right now when you look at the injuries on South Ripley, and look for a good game.
But the Raiders have had a lot more success this season, going 9-5 so far versus the Indians at 3-11. And as the coaches expressed, it's going to be really interesting out there to see just how this gets done for either one of them.
Yes, and Coach McNew's done a great job of making adjustments with those injuries. I think Milan's played pretty steady. They're coming along each game, getting a little bit better each time. And Chris is building a program over there, so looking for a good thing.
And the starters for Milan this evening will be 5A junior, 5'5 sophomore, I should say, Emma Voss, the coach's daughter. Also 5'5 junior, Alex Getz. Sophomore, Kaya Rainier. Also sophomore, Trinity Reed. And junior, Anna Herzog. For the Raiders of South Ripley, where, of course, their big star, as Coach mentioned, Morgan Brightwell, is out, and she is supporting her teammates on her crutches and everything here, so that is very good of her for team unity. Claire Samples, a freshman, is going to be on the floor, and you heard Coach McNew talk about her. She's really been quite a find, Brian.
Yes, she can knock down the three, and athletic, moves around real well. Good help for the Raiders.
And so for the Raiders, they're going to be starting senior Susie Gunter, freshman Claire Samples, as we mentioned, also Lydia Cornett, a senior, another senior Reese Oberdorf, and junior Lexi Franklin. And Lexi is going to provide some of that power inside, it appears, that you can always use under the hoop.
Yes, and that'll be a good battle between her and Rainier for the Lady Indians. Rainier averaging right at a double-double. She's got 12.9 a game and 9.9 rebounds a game.
And Kaya's only a sophomore. She's got plenty of room to grow.
And she put up those kind of numbers last year, too.
Wow.
She was right there at a double-double most of the year.
Very nice. Well, here it is. The jump between Rainier and Oberdorf, and we're underway. The Milan Indians control this ball with an immediately a three for the Indians.
That was Trinity Reed, number 24.
Trinity with the big shot early on. And now here come the Raiders. It is Oberdorf with that ball. I was looking at the wrong roster for a moment there. Renee has it up for, Reese rather, has it up front on the right wing. She gets it over to Claire Samples. Brian's niece, by the way. Hey, it's all a big family here. This is terrific.
It really is.
I love it. Back up front, it's Lexi Franklin, the junior. That big post girl, watch out when she gets inside. And she is inside there and almost got that pass, Brian. Just went over her outstretched hand.
Yes, she does a good job getting over the top. You know, we mentioned the three. Voss has shot 51 of the 85 for the Lady Indians this year. They just shoot 18%, so it's a good start for them.
And that ball went off the hands of the Indians. This one comes into the hands of the Indians, and that is Trinity Reed making the steal. She gets it up front all the way to Anna Herzog, who takes an extra step, gets it right back to the Raiders, and they're going to be coming full court with it, almost about three-quarter court, from a throw-in on the sideline right next to the bench. Both these rosters, Ryan, a little bit short as far as total number of personnel.
Yes, you're exactly right, and we're running into that, it seems like, more and more each year. I know Madison Shaw, possibility they may only be down to five players now.
Oh,
part of that ORVC.
Wow. Could be tough. All right, ball goes down in the right corner for the Raiders. And now it's up to Lexi Franklin once again. Lexi gives it back. Then in front goes Reese Oberdorf has it. Back to Franklin. Underneath, and there is a nice left-handed layup for Claire Sanders, the freshman. And now we see why she's starting, Brian.
Yes, yes, she's been a big help.
3-2 our freshman. 3-2 our score. Milan in the lead. Picking up a fumble as Alex gets. She gets back up outside the key, between circles. Bouncing it into the foul line. Once again is Voss, and that one gets away. Back into the hands of the Raiders. Score remains 3-2 at 6:12 to go in the first quarter here at the Ripley County Tournament. This is the freshman Franklin again with a long jumper just inside the three-point arc. It would have been two. She has scored the Raiders' only 2 points so far, but it goes off the rim, out of bounds, off the Indians. It'll be Raiders' ball on the baseline to our left. Reese Oberdorf, the senior, to throw it in. She finally finds an open girl, gets it back herself, and it's blocked. Big stuff there by Kaya Rainier. And there is a two down for the Raiders. Who hit that one, Brian?
That was Lexi Franklin.
Very nice. Lexi with a good, good shot. And again, we expect to see big things from Lexi. She is a serious presence in the post.
Almost another turnover there for the Indians. They're averaging right at 20 a game to South Ripley, 16. So definitely need to take care of the basketball.
Both teams want to hang on to it. 5:43 to go in the first, and South Ripley now leads 4-3. There is a long two from the right side. Franklin with a rebound. Asserts herself and gets it right up front. Once again, it's Sanders down front. Now into the corner, back in the hands of Sanders, now Franklin. Then dribbling around the bend is Lydia Cornett. Now front it goes to Oberdorf. She's underneath to Franklin again. That's off the glass for two. Lexi now has 4 points, and it's 6-3 Raiders.
Lexi's really come on here late. She's averaging almost 10 points a game for the Lady Raiders.
Yeah, sometimes a young woman has to be encouraged to assert herself, and Lexi's definitely found that groove. Knocking the ball out of bounds on the Indians' end is Susie Gunter, another senior for South Ripley. Inbounding it are the Indians with Trinity Reed. Trinity gets it back and shoots over Franklin, but is partially blocked there. Comes down into the hands of Cornett, and the Raiders bring it right back. Going right to left. Franklin top of the key. Over to the right side to Oberdorf. Into the corner, it's Cornett, and she gets the ball handed back by Franklin, high off the glass and not there. Indians pull it down. That is Kaya Rainier. She gets it down on the right wing to the coach's daughter, Emma Voss. Emma dribbles in between three Raiders. The layup just goes off the front of the rim. That was a narrow miss. Comes down now with Cornett and the Raiders. Underneath, Cornett gets it back. Now she passes into the lane, and there is the two. That is deposited by Oberdorf, and our score is the South Ripley Raiders 8, the Milan Indians 3, 4:13 to go in the first quarter, and we'll pause and be right back with more on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
It is, of course, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, and Brookville. Jim Williams and Brian Samples at Jackson Del High in Osgood. My first time visiting this vintage building, a classic basketball floor, and it's a classic tournament, the 49th version of the girls' Ripley County Tournament, the 100th edition of the boys coming up tomorrow. We'll have a doubleheader beginning around the same time with the boys' action from Batesville at 5:40 tomorrow evening. But we're back underway with the girls. Milan trailing 8-3 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Into the corner, it's Emma Voss. She gets it back up front now to Trinity Reed, and round the horn it goes. On the left wing, it's Alex Getz. She has no place to pass that ball. It's back up front. Anna Herzog takes it over. Back to Voss. And now she goes cross court, and this may be a dribble-in opportunity. It is, and it's a block shot by Franklin, but I think it's also going to be her first foul, Brian.
Yes, and that's the first foul of the ball game, so neither team in trouble as far as that goes. That's going to send Trinity Reed to the line.
And Trinity will have two here. See if she can get the Indians farther up on the scoreboard. She was not happy with herself that that was a little short of the rim.
No, she was not.
She's 20 of 39 on the year, 51%.
So let's look for this one to go down.
That's right. Get one of them.
And it just goes off the side. Rebounded, however, by Kaya Rainier. So the Indians have another opportunity. Still 8-3 our score, 3:35 to go in the first quarter. First game of the girls' Ripley County Tournament. You'll have the second game here tonight. Later after this one with Batesville. And there is a shot from Rainier off the side of the rim and not good, off the Raiders as well. So it's still Indians ball, Brian. Good opportunities coming in bunches, and now if they can capitalize.
Exactly. They had that three to start the game, but it's been slow since then.
Nice pass inside. This to Getz, and here is Voss with a shot in and out, literally. Rebounded, however, and up for two more free throws will be Kaya Rainier.
And that's two offensive rebounds on this possession for Rainier.
How about that? So battling.
That's what she does well. That foul for the Raiders was on Franklin, so that's a big one. That's her second.
They don't want the post. They have all the fouls, and she's got both. Two individual and two team fouls for Lexi. And for Kaya, her first free throw is not good. Franklin does come to the sideline for South Ripley. And who do they replace her with, Brian?
Should be Aubrey Werner.
Okay. We'll look for Aubrey. Second free throw for Kaya Rainier. This one is good. And it gets the Indians up to 4 points. 8-4. 3:09 to go in the first quarter here at Jacksonville. Foul on the Indians. This is Rainier with her first. Or is it her second? It is a second team foul, correct?
Just the first on
just
the Indians.
Just yep. The first on the Indians. All right, there we go. Two on Franklin. All right, there we go. And there is a jump shot from the right corner for the Raiders. It was Aubrey Weaver, or Werner, rather. And it went harmlessly out of bounds. So the Indians get to inbound from the baseline, and they bring it up with Trinity Reed getting it into Emma Voss. Emma brings it up the left side. Has it in the hands of Herzog. Back to Voss. Through the lane she goes. Over to Getz. Alex comes back up front. Over to the wing once again. And Emma will set up between the circles. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. South Ripley leads Milan 8-4 on WRBI. It is Rainier getting harassed. Big defense. Now back to Reed. Trinity gets it back to Voss. They're just looking for an opportunity and opening, and they thought they had one, but it's picked off by the Raiders. And that is Lydia Cornett coming full court for the layup. It's off the side of the rim, no, and battling for it on the floor are both teams. We should have jump ball. We do. Possession arrow goes to the Raiders. And checking in for Milan, you have, let's see, Autumn Roerig. She was originally scheduled to start, but is just coming in now. And Kendall Budd, they are both juniors coming into the game, right?
Yes. So Milan, I believe, can go one more deeper than the Raiders can.
Aha! Depth is going to be an issue for both teams tonight. And there's a jumper for South Ripley. It came off the hand of Aubrey Werner. It was not good for the sophomore. And so the Indians rebound, bringing it right back up court with Rainier. Kaya stops just past midcourt, gets it to the foul line, that into the hands of Roerig for the first time, and stolen away by the Raiders. Taking it across court is Oberdorf. Underneath she goes, and that doesn't result in a shot for Samples. She didn't have a clear opportunity. Underneath with a nice assist there into the hands of Warner. I believe that was Susie Gunter who made the assist pass. Warner with the bucket. It's now 10-4. South Ripley.
This South Ripley zone's really stingy.
And almost a good steal there for Gunter.
Seen them play a lot of games this year. They keep it packed. They do a really good job of stepping into the passing lanes. You don't see them there.
Kendall Budd throws the inbound pass from Island with a minute 15 to go in the quarter. 10-4 South Ripley. Again, Voss, coach's daughter, quarterback in this thing, getting it over to Autumn Rohrig. Back up front now to Herzog. She goes left wing. And into the lane just outside it. Dribbling across it is Rainier. And now here is, oh, a big steal on the block shot by Lydia Cornett. She brings it up to the circle at the other end. And all the way underneath, that is going to be an assist pass for her and a bucket for Reese Oberdorf. Our score with just under 44 seconds remaining in the first quarter is South Ripley 12, Milan 4. More action to come on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a new Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Jacksonville High School in Osgood, timeout over between the South Ripley Raiders and the Milan Indians. It's girls basketball in the big Ripley County tournament on WRBI, and the Indians have the ball. They go underneath, and Anna Herzog didn't have a shot, but she is fouled, so free throws are coming.
Fouls on Lydia Cornett, number 15. It's her first, team's third.
Third team foul for the Raiders, only one for the Indians, and there are no shots coming. This is an inbound on the baseline. And almost stealing it away for South Ripley was Claire Samples, but she didn't have to because going to catch it, Autumn Rohrig stepped on the sideline.
That's now the fifth turnover for the Indians compared to one for South Ripley.
That's going to be a problem. Trinity Reed checks back into the game, and she'll replace Autumn Rohrig. Here come the Raiders. Crossing midcourt. That's Susie Gunter going over to the left wing. And, no, excuse me, that's Gunter receiving that pass. Now it goes over to the right side to Claire Samples. Back up front now, Oberdorf. The two and the one sometimes get obscured by hair.
A lot of times.
And underneath with a nice rebound and shot, and she will have free throws on this, is Lydia Cornett. That was a battle for Lydia and a foul on Milan. Their second team foul. This charge to Trinity Reed, who had just come back in the game.
Both teams playing a 2-3 zone. That was an extended 2-3 by Milan, so rebounds are there to get if you can get in there.
Cornett's first free throw is a swish. Makes it 13-4 with 5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Of course, a break coming up. Indians in rebounding position. And no need. That's another swish. Make it 14-4. Biggest lead of the game for South Ripley. And the Indians get it across midcourt. Launch a long one at the horn, and it's off the glass. No good. Our score here at Jacksonville in the Ripley County Tournament is the South Ripley Raiders 14, the Milan Indians 4. It's girls basketball continues in a moment on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it. And I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Starting the second quarter here at Jacksonville in the Ripley County Tournament between the Milan Indians and the South Ripley Raiders. 14-4, the Raiders lead. The Indians inbound the ball and get it quickly inside to the post. Kaya Rainier, but she doesn't have a shot, gets it back out front. It's on the left wing now, launching three for the Indians was Trinity Reed, and it was short. She hit a three earlier on, but it's still 14-4. Just 20 seconds into the second quarter, and there is the three that goes down. For the Raiders, that off the hand of Lydia Cornett. Nice shot there, Brian.
Yes, it was. Lydia can step out and hit that. I think she could shoot more of those, but she's more comfortable inside.
Makes that score 17-4 with 7:20 to go in the first half. Now with it is Kendall Budd for Milan. And dribbling into a double team is the recipient of her pass. I believe that was Anna Herzog. Gives it back to the Raiders. The Raiders are 9-5 coming into tonight, and the Indians having a tough time so far this season at 3-11. Battling, but coming out on the wrong end of those battles. Down to the right wing it goes, and there is a jumper for Cornett. That is not good, but there's a foul on the rebound.
It's going to be on Reese Opendorf. That'll be her first, team's first of the second quarter.
Now, that's going to be interesting. Again, five fouls in each quarter. After the five, you get two free throws. There are no one-on-ones anymore in high school hoop. 6:53 to go in the half. 17-4, a large South Ripley lead. Bringing it back up is Emma Voss for the Indians. Dribbles right, goes back to the left. Hands it away. That to Kendall Budd. Back to Voss. Now down on the right wing. It's in the hands of Reed. She tries to get it inside, and it's taken away from Kaya Rainier by the Raiders. She's raided her pocket right there. Reese Opendorf has it, and there is a jumper for a three from the left corner. That is not good for Samples. And the Indians come right back with a nice layup. Emma Voss did that all on her own, Brian.
Yeah, good take. She got all the way around the zone, was able to get right to the bucket.
And so first score in quite a while for Milan. It makes it 17-6. And a foul on Bud as the Raiders brought the ball back down court. So inbounding is South Ripley. Quickly the jump shot short from the left side from Susie Gunter. And the Indians come away with it. This is Trinity Reed. Voss on the right wing. Surveying the landscape. Coach's kid, her eyes right there. Gets a good dribble, goes over to the right side to Reed. Trinity takes it inside, backing in on the post, and nice work there by Kaya Rainier. Her third point of the game, Brian.
That's where the Indians are going to have to go to get their points. They struggle a lot from the three-point line.
17-8 now our score, 5.5 minutes remaining in the half. Here comes South Ripley again, setting up front. It is Opendorf. Now down to the left corner, she goes to Samples. Back up front, it's in the hands of Gunter. Over to the right corner, and there is a three attempt. Not good, and the pull down attempted by Samples, and she's fouled by the Indians. This is going to be on Trinity Reed, I believe her second.
Yep, you're right. Her second, team second of the quarter.
So the Indians need to keep an eye on that. 17-8 remains our score. South Ripley with the lead. Inbound pass goes to Aubrey Warner. She steps on the baseline, the sophomore does, and turns it right back to the Indians.
Just a second turnover for South Ripley. Milan has seven now.
Wow. See, there's where a lot of those South Ripley points are coming from.
Yes.
But now the Raiders give the Indians an opportunity. Let's see what they can do with it. They've got Autumn Rorick handling that ball, getting it back to Voss. Emmett starts right, goes left. Hands it away once again to Rory. Up front she comes. No open space there. Tight defense by the Raiders, as you mentioned earlier, Brian. And here comes around the right side of the horn, Rainier. She gets it away to Getz. Alex barely completes that pass back up front to Voss. And now it's from Voss, intended for Rohrig on the right corner. It was so close. And timeout called by the Raiders. And we want to remind everybody that the Ripley County Tournament Basketball is brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge and Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, and Gehrings. And Brian Samples, this seems like a tighter girls game than it actually is, with a 9-point margin, 17-8. These two teams are battling, really going after each other. It's an even second quarter so far, only 4-3 in favor of Milan.
You're right, and I think with the South Ripley defense keeping things packed, making Milan's dribbled a lot, it seems like, not able to cut any of those seams. It's really been tough for them to get it in. Then on the flip side, like you said, to start this quarter, Milan's come back with a decent little zone the other way and have played even. It's just, are they going to be able to cut into that lead?
Now, with foul trouble, there are a couple players, Trinity Reed for Milan, who's back in the game, but Lexi Franklin hasn't come back in yet for South Ripley. How are those big girls going to play?
Yeah, and that's where Milan could take advantage right now if they can get it inside, with Kaya Rainier having the advantage while Lexi's out.
I like the look of Rainier in there as a size person, right?
Yes, yeah. She got a couple good looks in. She's missed one, made one, but she has 3 points right now.
Looks like each team has a couple girls go about 5'10 or so, which is nice height, really.
Yes, yeah, it is. 5'10, 5'11.
All right. So this is going to be the South Ripley Raiders ball to our right, and they bring it up. Getting the pass inbounds is Opendoor. Brings it across midcourt. Gets it back to Claire Samples. And Samples fumbles it away. Has it taken away by the Indians. That's Emma Voss battling once again. And down the left side she goes. Puts up a shot. No foul in there. Tough defense by Lydia Cornett. And they're going to say it goes off Voss. It'll be Raiders ball. 4:17 to go in the half. 17-8 our score. First half of a Ripley County Tournament doubleheader tonight. Again, we'll have the other two teams, Jacksonville and Batesville, after this one. And dribbling the baseline for South Ripley is Cornett. They're going to say she's fouled as she went by. I didn't see the contact, but the officials did, and that is going to be charged to Alex Getz, it appears.
Yep, that'll be her first and the team third. It's kind of the same way. I didn't look like she had the baseline. Yep.
And there is a quick pass inside. It goes right back to Omendorf, and she's up for her sixth point. And that was a nice throw to you, throw back assist play. 19-8 now our score. 3:45 to go in the half. Milan in road black with gold. Kind of look like the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Sure do.
And South Ripley Raiders kind of look like the Michigan State Spartans. There is a big shot underneath, and it's going to be free throws this time for Kaya Rainier as she's tagged. And this is going to be on Susie Gunter, the senior for South Ripley.
So Rainier will go to the line. She's shooting 66%.
She is not going to the line. I thought for sure she – didn't you not think she was shooting?
I looked right at it. Coach Voss thinks the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's out of bounds underneath, and Voss inbounds. So back to Rainier. Can't get a shot up. And here with a jumper on the right side is Autumn Rohrig, just off the back of the rim. Not good. Pulled down by the Raiders. And it's Obendorf bringing it across midcourt once again. 3:20 remaining in the half. It's 19-8 South Ripley. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap, of course, this half, and remind you again of the second game that's coming up later. You need to stay with us here on WRBI. We're your station for the entire Ripley County Tournament. And we do want to remind you again to buy those T-shirts, because the Century Edition is out. And we'll have more details on that throughout the game. Susie Gunter with a long three-pointer. Did not go, but it went off, they say, the Indians. So the Raiders will inbound under their own bucket to our left. And here is the quick shot underneath and the quick pass. Oh, over the rim it went and put back. Put back there by a nice rebound from Aubrey Werner, her fourth point.
She was in the right place at the right time on that one.
Absolutely. something to be said for where you place your feet in this game. 2:38 to go in the half. Driving right of the circle for the Indians was Autumn Roerig. Her jumper did not go, but it is going to be two free throws this time. They're signaling that. The foul on Claire Samples, the freshman for South Ripley. And that sends Kendall Budd to the line. Kendall's first is away and off the rim. 2:31 remaining in the half. 13-point lead, a big one for South Ripley here at Jacksonville. Second shot almost crawls in, but not quite, off the left side. Pulled down by Obendorf of South Ripley. I really like the way she's playing, Brian. Really, really hustling. All the girls are, but Reese is making a big presence felt.
Yeah, she's like that every night. She gives it everything she's got. She's on the floor making the plays.
One of those aggressive young women. Nice spin move there. And gets it down to the corner into the hands of Susie Gunter. Susie looking for a pass and tries to cross-court it. It is, yes, picked off by the Indians. That's going to be Alex Getz with the steal. And she gets it back to Emma Voss, the sure-handed point guard coach's daughter. Goes left wing. And now it's back on the wing in the hands of Roerig. Tries to get it back to Voss. And both teams chase it out of bounds. It looks like it's going to South Ripley. No, it's going in the backcourt to Milan.
I couldn't tell. They were right on top of each other.
They were right with each other. Absolutely. Don't want to be an official from up here. That's for
right.
Sure. Over on the left wing, it's Autumn Roerig. She looks for a pass. Oh, tried to get that one to Kaya Rainier, who just missed the ball. Kaya seems to have a ton of potential, but the ball is flashing past her in a lot of cases tonight.
It sure is, and she draws a lot of attention, too, anytime she's getting. She's getting double teamed. So.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Anna Herzog checks back in now for Milan. Still trailing by 13, 21-8. Minute and a half remaining in the first half. There once again is Obendorf. Gets it away to Cornett. Lydia dribbles up between the circles, looking for a pass back to Obendorf. Reese spins and drives in on Rainier. And it goes out of bounds off Rainier. So Obendorf will inbound on the baseline to our left. Minute 18 and a half. Who does Reese go to here? Again, Lexi Franklin is still out with two early fouls. Baseball pass near midcourt into the hands of Susie Gunter. Susie controls it. Okay, Reese comes back to set things as the QB. Brian gave an apt example a moment ago. I think he's exactly right. She is orchestrating this thing, directing on her own, and she didn't penetrate within 5 seconds.
Right. I didn't think there was a count there, but they said she was close enough, so good defense. Turnovers have kind of changed a little bit. It was 8-1, now it's 9-5.
Oh,
Milan to South Ripley.
Getting closer, indeed. We're just under a minute now remaining in the first half. 21-8, Milan really needs to score to get back in this one. Voss gives it back to Getz. And it goes underneath now to Rainier. Kaya can't go up. She does, and she gets it to go. If Kaya had been able to assert herself like that earlier, this might be a different ballgame. 22 with 5 points. 21-10. Indians are in double digits. Bringing the left side of the lane now is Claire Samples for South Ripley. Up front it goes. Back to Samples. Launches three. Off the back of the rim. No. Battling for that rebound. Rainier gets it away from Werner. And is trapped in the backcourt. Oh! Nobody on that side of the gym believes it. It's going to be South Ripley ball, but the officials are debating now.
And they did make the change, so you were right.
Milan ball. There you go. That clearly went off the Raiders. No real doubt about it.
I glanced down to mark a three shot. As soon as I look up, it's going the other way.
Exactly. 12 seconds remaining in the half, and that is a great layup. Full speed drive by Emma Voss. She has 4 points now. 21-12. 4 seconds remaining. A travel by South Ripley. And so with 4.2 ticks on the clock, the Indians may have a chance to kind of get back in this one. They dribble it in. It's cross midcourt. 1 second. Launching it. Blocked. Big stuff there by Samples. And that is the end of the half. We'll be back to recap it in a moment. In the first round of the girls' Ripley County Tournament here at Jacksonville High. At halftime, it is the South Ripley Raiders 21, the Milan Indians 12. Halftime's coming up next on WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
It is halftime here at Jacksonville High in the first game of the girls Ripley County basketball tournament, and what a game it has been. It's a 9-point lead for the South Ripley Raiders over the Indians of Milan, 21-12. And Brian Samples, this is interesting. The first quarter was 14-4 in favor of South Ripley, but the second quarter was 8-7 in favor of Milan. And what's happening? You've got some numbers there to tell us about.
I do have, and it looked like Milan went from the kind of pack back in that 2-3 a little bit. They extended things out and put a little pressure out front. South Ripley just didn't take care of the ball. Like we said, South Ripley just had one turnover at the end of the first quarter. Ended the half with 6. Milan, on the other hand, had 5 turnovers and ended with 9. So they kind of took care of the ball a little bit better. Turned South Ripley over a few times. Still had some chances to score to cut even deeper, but they didn't get there to that point. Looking at the free throws, Milan overall shooting about 60% on the season. They're just 1 out of 8 tonight.
60% and 1 of 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, even if if they get that 6 out of 8, there's 5 more points. So that, it's a 4-point ball game just there. And then you look at the threes. Both teams are similar to the rest of the way out. South Ripley was only 2 of 2 from the line. They were 8 of 15 from twos, 1 of 5 from threes. And Milan, 1 of 5 from threes as well. And they were 4 of 13 from the field. So pretty balanced out. Like I said, turnover starting to even up a little bit. It's just Milan got in a hole to start, and that's tough to get out of.
Absolutely. So anybody gets hot, certainly from long range, could change the complexion of the ball game in a big hurry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really quick. And it's like we talked, if Milan has that ability, they haven't done that yet this year, but you never know when that's going to turn.
It's the beauty of the three-point shot. If you start draining them, they keep draining. It's like it works on itself. It builds on itself. Let's take a look at scoring unofficially, very unofficially. I've got 2 points for South Ripley's Claire Samples, 4 for Aubrey Warner, including a late 2 in the half. Lydia Cornett has a pair of free throws and a tray. It is Reese Obendorf with 3 buckets, 6 points on the half, and Lexi Franklin with 4. Does that check out?
It's going to say they're unofficial, but yours read exactly like mine.
Okay, excellent. When I'm on the right track, I'm pleased. So for the Indians of Milan, coach's daughter Emma Voss, you put the coach's brain on the floor in the actual person of a player. It's got to be helpful, and Emma has certainly quarterbacked the Indians well in many cases, but they just haven't quite gotten there over the hump. She has 4 points. Kaya Rainier has a pair of buckets in the second quarter and a free throw in the first with 5, and Trinity Reed has 3 for the Indians, and she had a nice long bucket in that first quarter that she may be encouraged to take more of.
Exactly, yeah. It looks like they can set her off as something. And Voss, she can shoot the 3. She shot 51 times on a year compared to Rainier's 18, and they've only shot 85 all year.
Wow.
So they, maybe they'll set something up for her in the second half. Another one I looked at here, Lexi Franklin went out with the 2 fouls in the first quarter.
And she had come back.
4 quick points. So yeah, that's probably a difference in that second quarter as well.
That is. And again, Lexi is the kind of player like for the boys, Jack Grunkmeyer for Batesville, yep, that
there's somebody who can push you around in there if you're not careful. And she was the one that was caught fouling folks. But I tell you, she could blanket you with defense, too, if you give her a chance.
Yes, and she was kind of taking that away from Kyra Rainier, where Rainier got in there the second quarter, drew a couple of fouls, got to the line, scored a couple points.
It should be a really interesting second half. And remember, we have a double hitter for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here at night one of the girls' Ripley County Tournament in Jackson Dell in Osgood. We've got, after this one, the Batesville Bulldog girls and the Jackson Dell Eagles girls. My first chance to see either Jackson Dell team play this season, so that's going to be kind of cool. And I can tell you, having seen Batesville a couple times already, Brian, Allie Peters and Lydia Haskamp are some big, big bodies inside height-wise.
Yes, they are, and Jackson Dell did a really good job of offsetting that earlier this year when those two met up. There was kind of a little stretch there that Jackson Dell played three or four games in a row. They were down 10 or 12 points early, came back and won all those games by 6, 8, 10, 12 points.
Aha! Uh-huh. So
they take care of, they can take care of the ball, and if you're down going into the fourth quarter, Coach Smith's going to set on it. So you're going to have to come and get it.
So watch it against the Eagles.
Yeah, you can't get behind because they can just tear you apart when they spread the court. They work so well with the ball.
This game's been pretty good. We're down to a 9-point margin, and it had been bigger, and it sounds like that game should be excellent as well. So nice preview there, and we're going to be back to get this second half underway. And we do want to remind you that our broadcast is brought to you by H&R Block, Eisen's Family Pizza, Stratton's Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, I should say, and the Rusty Buck. We've got a whole lot more to tell you. The second half is going to be underway in just a few moments. So stay right where you are. Brian and Jim coming back with third quarter action between the South Ripley Raiders and the Milan Indians. It's 21-12 at the intermission on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Brian Samples back at Jackson Dell High for the second half of our opening game of the Ripley County Tournament. 49th Girls Edition, the 100th Boys Edition is coming up tomorrow. And Brian, really interesting in the series between South Ripley and Milan.
Yeah, when you go back the last 20 years, thanks to the John Harrell website, we were just kind of talking about that. South Ripley leads that series 39-2.
39-2.
Yes, so as Coach Voss talked about, she's trying to get things changed over there and making, hopefully making tonight one of those steps where she can get another win in that column for the Indians.
And, you know, we talked to both coaches before the game. They both played in this tournament. And, boy, local stay local. Here in this part of Indiana, as I'm rapidly finding out over the past month, and it's really exciting to be here. And we've got an exciting second half coming up now, as Alexi Franklin is back in the game for South Ripley, and the Raiders will have the ball to start the half in their home white here at Jacksonville. They're going from our left to right, and it is Reese Obendorf with the pass to set things up. She is near midcourt, sending her teammates in motion, going to her left wing. That is going through the circle into the hands of Susie Gunter, over to the right wing, and then back up front to Lexi Franklin. Lexi's not in, underneath, inside. Over in the left corner goes back to Gunter, up front. That is Samples, and shot goes down.
Lexi Franklin back into the game after those two fouls.
Lexi with now 6 points on the night. And it's 23-12, South Ripley. Here is a long one for three from the hand of Trinity Reed of Milan. It is off the rim and pulled down by the Raiders. They bring it right back. Obendorf going over for a three attempt of their own from Gunter. Franklin with a rebound. She gets it outside to the right wing to Cornette. Lydia drives the baseline. Then in the corner it goes. Now back across to Franklin. Lexi sends it into the hands of, Obendorf, who takes it back underneath to Gunter. No shot there. Susie's in the corner, getting it back to Reese. Shoe dribbles left. Now taking the lane and walking with it is Lydia Cornett. 23-12, our score. 6:38 remaining in the third quarter, just underway in this second half. The first game of the big tournament here, the Ripley County Tournament. And it is dribbling into a double team. Emma Voss, a big double team. She was the tiniest one in that sandwich there. And it went off Emma and out of bounds.
I think there were three Raiders collapsed on that one.
At least two. Yeah, three is more like it. 6:23 to go in the third quarter. 11-point lead for South Ripley. Going into the lane and traveling again is Alex Goetz. She actually fell down.
So Raiders had 2 points to start the quarter, but they've also had two quick turnovers. Turnovers now are 9-8.
Ah, you got to keep track of turnovers because they can often tell the story. 23-12 remains our score. It was Ripley County, South Ripley rather, building a big lead in that first quarter that has mostly held up. Emma Voss dribbling now for Milan. Has it taken away by Obendorf. Or excuse me, taken away by Cornette. Gets it to Obendorf. Three-footer not good. Partially blocked by Kaya Rainier, and she may be charged with a foul.
Nope. I think that goes against Reese Obendorf.
It is going to go against Obendorf.
That'll be her second. Didn't look like she had her feet under her trying to go up for that. She tried to reset, missed it.
So it is Milan's ball, and we have just under 5:50 remaining in the third quarter. Still 23-12. Emma Voss dribbling up around the circle. Gets it inside for a jumper, and it goes around and everywhere but down for Anna Herzog. She hasn't scored yet tonight, although she should be a force for Milan. And there goes into the corner for South Ripley. And Franklin with a jumper does not go. It's put back by Cornette. It does not go, and the Indians come away with the ball. Double-teamed in the backfield. It is Herzog getting it away to Voss, and now down the floor to Trinity Reed. She goes underneath. There is Rainier, and she's up, fouled by Franklin. That's going to be Lexi's third. Nope, I'm wrong. That's going to be Obendorf. Obendorf has her third. So it's going to be Kai Rainier on the stripe. First shot away, back off the iron. No good. Kai is now one of three on the charity line tonight. 23-12 remains our score. No score for Milan in this third quarter. Only 2 points for South Ripley. There you go. The second one for Kaya is down. That makes it 23-13. And Audrey Warner returns to the lineup, the sophomore, for South Ripley.
This will be a spot for the Indians with Obendorf out of the game to make their move if they're going to get back in it.
So let's see if they can make a move. They're not making a strong defensive one at this point as the Raiders bring it up. But no, Kyra Rainier does. She steals it right out of the air as the pass is intended inside. So Rainier comes across midcourt, gives it away to Trinity Reed. Now on the left wing, it's Voss. Dribbling around the horn. Goes all the way over to the right side. Now underneath, it is Reed once again. She's trapped. Gets it back to Rainier, and the Indians will reset. 4.5 minutes remaining in the third now. Milan trailing by 10 at Jacksonville to South Ripley. First night of the tournament. And here is a nice pass inside. This to Rainier, and it is not good. Franklin battles for the rebound. Can't get it. Oh, throwing an elbow is Trinity Reed. But she was fouled before she did that. She was contacted hard by Lydia Cornett. Lydia, I believe, has her second, Brian.
You're right, and they're kind of starting to add up for the Raiders here if they're not careful in this quarter.
23-13 remains our score. Again, it is Milan with the inbound. This to Rainier. Jump shot back of the iron. No. Pull down in there by the Raiders, and it was Susie Gunter with the rebound. Goes left to Obendorf, and now underneath, and Reese travels just as she got the pass. He has that brace on her knee, didn't want to plant that leg.
And 10 turnovers.
So goes right back, 10 turnovers now by the Raiders. Goes to the Indians. Voss, left side to Reed. Back up to Voss. On the wing, it's Herzog. Now into the corner. Reed once again. Up front, Reed again. No, being defended hard. Emma Voss comes left around the circle and inside and tries to shoot over Franklin. Lexi is that presence to blocks her and gets the rebound as well. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third. 23-13, the South Ripley lead. And Rainier knocks a pass away from Franklin. Good defense there.
Yeah, she had really good position that time. Slid underneath, got a hand in the lane.
Position is a battle that it's all about. And timeout on the floor with our score, South Ripley 23 and Milan 13 on 103.9 FM and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And the 2024 Ripley County Basketball Tournament is brought to you by outstanding sponsors on WRBI like Bruns Gutzwiller, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, and Great Plains Communications. The South Ripley Raiders inbound the ball with a 10-point lead. They get it to Lexi Franklin on the right wing. Give it back to Susie Gunter underneath. She sends it out to the wing to Aubrey Werner, who is fouled. And that's going to be by Emma Voss, the small but firecracker point guard for the Indians. And taking a seat on the sideline is Alex Goetz. As Voss remains in the game, and the Raiders get the ball. Another foul. No, jump ball.
Jump ball.
Good hands action by the Indians. And they got hold of it just as Aubrey Werner was holding that ball. And the possession arrow goes to the Indians. So that's alert use of the arrow. 3:10 remaining in the third quarter. 10-point deficit for the Indians of Milan. Here on the left to wing is Kendall Budd. She gets it around the horn and over to the right wing. Mr. Reed. Trinity hands it away to the corner to Bud once again. Nothing there. And Herzog has it for a moment. Dribbles into the arc. No. Bud has to get rid of that. No, she drives baseline 1-on-3 against the Raiders and has it knocked out of bounds by Franklin. So it'll still be Milan ball and a timeout on the floor. We have more to come in just a moment on 103.9 FM and WRBIRadio.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
The Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament and Brian Samples, it's a problem of positioning in a big way for the Milan Indians.
Yeah, South Ripley's kind of making it tough. They leave that middle open a little bit. Milan hasn't been able to hit that and kick out for those easy threes.
There is the pass inbounds from the baseline going from Voss to Bud. Kendall doesn't have anywhere to go with it. She's double-teamed, looking for an outlet, and finally gets it away to Herzog. Back in the hands of Voss now, and she is up for two. That would have scored. She's going to be having two free throws, and I believe that is Franklin. Let's see. No, it was charged to Susie Gunner. A couple times I thought Lexi was going to get hit with her third foul, and it's gone to other Raiders. That is good news for South Ripley. Lost to the stripe for a pair. First one's good. Makes our score 23-14. Second point of the second half for Milan. And, of course, South Ripley only has two as well. This is the third one to go down. And that makes it 23-15. Narrowest lead for South Ripley in quite a while. Franklin gets the ball on the right wing. Gets it back to Werner. Now coming out forward on the wing is Lydia Cornett. Hands it back to Franklin. Pass up front, trying to drive that right side. No. Gunter has it inside to Franklin. Now can't shoot over Rainier. And they try to get back to Lexi again. She puts it up again, and this one crawls over the rim for 2 points. Lexi Franklin with her fourth third quarter point. And is now 25-15, 2 minutes to go in the third. Here is Reed for Milan. Going down to the corner to Voss. Back up front to Rainier. Kaya almost has a stolen. She had averaged almost 13 points a game, 12.9 coming into tonight. And that's probably not going to be her total this evening. Kaya having all kinds of trouble scoring. Here is Emma Voss. Getting the inbound pass on the left wing. Gets a good screen from Rainier and gets it over Reed. Thinks about three. Does not take it. Emma Budd takes a two from the baseline and hits it for the score. Kendall Budd with her first bucket, and that was a good one. Here come the Raiders, and a shot blocked from behind off the hand of Lydia Cornett. Rainier bringing it all the way back down. She almost double dribbles, but gets it in for two. Kaya Rainier with the score. What is going on here, Brian? Wow. Suddenly 25-19, only a 6-point lead for South Ripley.
Milan's attacked the bucket really well the last couple times.
Here comes Franklin. Cannot grab the pass. Almost taken away, but South Ripley retains possession. Now handling it up front is Susie Gunter. Gets it away once again to Samples. There's Franklin just off the foul line to the right. Nowhere to go except back up front. And it comes to Cornett. And, oh, stuff is Franklin. Big defensive play there for the Indians. And it is Emma Voss on the layup. The big defensive play was a stuff by Anna Herzog.
Sure was. She came out of nowhere and swatted that thing.
Voss scores that ball. It's 25-21 suddenly. 20 seconds remaining in the third. South Ripley getting handled in the last moment or so by the Milan Indians, who are smaller but very quick. And there is a three attempt off the rim. Not good. It is Indian ball. 6.7 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Wow.
And a lot of this took place once Reese Opendorf went out of the ballgame for the Raiders. She kind of controls everything.
Indeed. 25-21. 1 second left. Three is up. It is wide of the rim. And going into the fourth quarter, our score is South Ripley 25, Milan 21. Come on back for an exciting fourth quarter. It's next at the Ripley County Tournament on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. try Seed Sense, and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you've relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
What an end of the third quarter it was here at Jacksonville High at the Ripley County Girls Basketball Tournament. South Ripley now leads Milan only 25-21, 7:50 remaining in regulation, and it's Lexi Franklin stuffed again by the smaller Indians, and getting the rebound are the Raiders. Inside it goes. Now to Franklin on the left of the lane once again. Back up front to Sydney Gunter. Now driving in, trying to spin and make a move is Renee Obendorf, who's back in, as Brian mentioned, and she is fouled by Emma Voss. Voss's second personal of the game, 7:34 remaining. 25-21, a tenuous lead for South Ripley, and that is an assist pass from the baseline going down for Lydia Cornett.
It's a big bucket for the Raiders there. They
absolutely
need to get something going.
Huge. Makes it 27-21. Still a narrower lead than South Ripley's had since the first quarter. Here are the Indians, and dribbling on the sideline, Emma Budd gets fouled. This will be by Susie Gunter. Should be Gunter's third. 7:12 remaining in regulation, 27-21.
Three on Gunter, three on Obendorf.
Ah, watch out for those two. Yes, that would be foul trouble if either one of them gets one. All right, it's Emma Voss. Quarterbacking just above the circle. Going over to the left side to Reed. Now over to the right side. Now launching a three herself short from the front of the rim. And it comes down in the hands of the Raiders. And there is a quick pass up front to Obendorf. And she is fouled by Voss. Emma's going to have her third. And Renee will step to the line. Or Reese, rather, will step to the line. Sorry about that, Reese.
Reese shooting 70% on the season. 22-32. It's her first attempt for the night.
27-21. 6 points so far for Obendorf, and she misses that first. South Ripley still leads by six, 27-21. Checking back in, replacing Gunter is Claire Samples, Brian's niece, freshman. Played well so far tonight. Second shot for Obendorf. Clanks off the front of the rim and not good. Kaya Rainier rebounds it for Milan. She's starting to feel better in this second half and looks sharper as well. Launching a long three is Voss. It's low and short. Pulling it down is Gunter. Gets an outlet pass to Obendorf. Reese goes down to the left corner. And knocking it out of bounds alertly is Trinity Reed. That's a big defensive play.
Yeah, that was going to be a layup on the weak side there. Good step in.
6:33 remaining. Obendorf, the rebound on the South Ripley baseline to our right. And she can't find someone to go to. She almost lost her 5 seconds. Finally did. And knocking it out of bounds, Kaya Rainier. Couple big plays with the hands by Kaya in the last few moments.
Sure have. They've come out man-to-man. They were in most of that third quarter and really getting after it here in the fourth. Nothing to lose for them. They just got to get after it.
Milan's bringing it on. And there is a handoff inside. Obendorf is up. And the two is going to count. This foul on Kendall Budd could be costly for Milan. As the 2 points goes to Obendorf, and she gets a chance to score the 30th for South Ripley. And she does. So it's now 30-21, back to a 9-point South Ripley lead. But the Indians have shown they can quickly come on. There's Reed, and a steal on a bounce pass. Lydia Cornett picks it off. Brings it down herself, goes to the left side, and in for a layup that scores is Claire Samples. How about it for Claire? Nice job by the niece there, Brian.
Yes, filling the lanes, and you can tell the difference when Reese Obendorf's in the game for the Raiders. She's
you really, really can. She must be on the floor for them. And bouncing against Emma Budd is Obendorf. No foul there. Pass gets quickly to Herzog, and she throws up a shot and is fouled in doing it, so Anna should be going to the line. This is going to be charged to Claire Samples of South Ripley, only her second. Anna Herzog on the strike. Four pair. Back to an 11-point lead for South Ripley. First shot for Herzog is off the back of the rim high.
Anna shoots at 64% on the year, so the Indians are really losing a lot of points at the line tonight.
They really are. They would love to put this one down, make it just a 10-point margin, and she does. So that makes it 32-22, a 10-point margin. Lexi Franklin trying to get inside for a pair. She rolls it off the front of the rim, and Kaya Rainier there to rebound for Milan. Rainier, I think, has played the better post than Franklin much of the night. There is Voss getting it inside to Rainier. She's double-teamed up off the glass. No, and no foul. And there's a rebound by Herzog. Back to Trinity Reed. Now up front it goes to Voss. Emma dribbling left, going in one on three, and the ball is tapped, but not her. And Emma fights for the rebound. Jump ball on the floor. Foul somewhere. Let's see.
I believe it is going to be on Voss.
It is going to be on Voss. Emma with her fourth. Yes. Ooh-wee. 32-22. South Ripley remains the score. Man. And a full timeout, so we will take one as well. It's 32-22 South Ripley at the Girls Ripley County Tournament on WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
5:16 remaining in the fourth quarter of this girls' game in the Ripley County Tournament, the opener. South Ripley Raiders leading the Indians of Milan, and Reese Obendorf brings the ball up, gets it to Lexi Franklin underneath. It is off the back of the rim. Kaya Rainier skies for the board again for the Indians. She's had a strong second half, but not the points to show for it. Kaya gets a pass back in the front court. Gets it back to her friend Trinity Reed. Over to the left corner it goes to Emma Budd. Kendall Budd, rather. Confusing Emma and Kendall, Budd and Voss. And now in the corner for Milan. Almost a jump shot. No, Reed has it back up front. Just inside the arc, putting up two, is Anna Herzog. It's not good. And then Rainier puts up a 2-10-footer. Also not good. Raiders come away with the ball, getting it all the way quickly down court to Obendorf, and rescores it. That is a biggie. Number 20 with the last 6 points for South Ripley, and the Indians throw it out of bounds in their front court. Brian, the wheels seem to be coming off with 4 minutes and 18 seconds left for Milan, 34-22, the 12-point lead back for South Ripley.
Yeah, and they're bringing Voss back into the game. They about have to bring her in. They only had one turnover in that third quarter after nine in the first half, and now they've turned it over three more since then.
Man alive. Heck of a game here to start the tournament, and we've got the second one coming up for you, so don't go anywhere tonight. Stick with us on WRBI. I hope we can say we're your official station for the Ripley County Tournament. We are going to be covering all the girls and boys games. There's a shot for South Ripley, and it is not good. Bringing it all the way down is Trinity Reed, and the sophomore travels just as she was about to go up for a layup and was about to get fouled by the Raiders.
One step away from a big play right there.
One step. Tournament. Exactly right. It was one step, literally. So here's Obendorf. Key for the Raiders of South Ripley, and on the floor, a travel on the other end.
Yep.
Raiders went out of bounds as if they were going to get the ball. No, 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 no. It's Milan's ball. Officials had to go, no, no. We said black, not white.
Yeah.
3:40 remaining in regulation, 34-22. But Milan has showed they can score in spurts as they did at the end of that third quarter to make it close. Let's see what happens here. Bud up to Voss. Emma, 1-on-3. Off the glass, short, partially blocked by Franklin. Lacey gets the rebound. She's still in there. And 3:20 remaining in regulation play. 12-point lead now for South Ripley. Reese Obendorf daring the Indians to come after her. Trinity Reed gets out near her but does not steal the ball. Gets a good pass away. Does Obendorf to the left wing. Then Franklin has it for a moment. Gets it back to Obendorf. And then inside it goes and stolen away from Franklin by sophomore Trinity Reed. Milan fans need to look out for Trinity in the next couple of years. She is super athletic out there and has it now down in the right corner. Gets it back and underneath it goes to Bud. And here is Kaya Rainier. Can't go up in a double team. It is Voss with the three-pointer. Emma Voss. Big shot there.
I have her for 11. I believe that leads everybody.
I believe you are correct. That was a heck of a shot. 34-25 now. But time's running out on the Indians' Milan. They're going to have to get some defensive hands out and get this ball stolen. Reed is just extending her arms, not swiping for it. And Franklin dribbles in. There is a block shot by Rainier. I can't believe how well Kaya is playing in this second half, Brian, and not really getting rewarded for it.
You're exactly right. Her rebounds have come around and her scoring, but still not at her averages.
34-25. We haven't had a free throw for a while. We do want to remind you that our foul shots this evening are brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor. And we've got a bunch of other agents we'll remind you of throughout the rest of this game and our second game that's coming up in just a bit between Batesville and Jacksonville, the home team. And so the crowd is getting in here nicely, Brian, and you've seen a lot of these Ripley County tournaments. Of course, both these coaches have played in it, and so have many people in this crowd, and everybody seems to love this event.
They do. I mean, it's something you look forward to every year right after Christmas. It's too bad that it never took place the week between Christmas and New Year's with all the family that's in.
That would be great.
But I can remember back in the day, but I'm dating myself as like 86.
Ooh, but the 80s. Ooh.
Back in the 70s, 80s, I mean, you had to have tickets to get in, and there was the pep club all the way to the top, the fans full. I mean, these gyms were full all the time.
That is awesome. This is pretty awesome now. Even though it's not totally full, people are pretty darn excited. And again, we have another girls game coming up. It is a doubleheader on WRBI tonight. It'll be the Batesville Bulldogs and the Jacksonville Eagles. More girls action, and remember, the boys tournament starts tomorrow. Same matchups, Milan and South Ripley in the first game and Jacksonville and Batesville in the second. The boys games are being played over at Batesville and the girls games here. So it is South Ripley to inbound. Obendorf chatting with the official. 34-25, a 9-point lead for South Ripley. 2:07 remaining, time running out on the Indians of Milan. Obendorf gets the pass inbounds cleanly, and it's in the hands of Cornette. Lydia gets it away to Lexi Franklin. High jumper for two. Rebounded by Emma Voss. The small point guard brings it all the way up to the right side. She drives baseline and has a pass intercepted. Obendorf is the one that picks it off. She brings it all the way back down court. Elbowing a defender out of the way. Up for a layup. It's good. Obendorf, the star of the night, I got to say, for Ripley County. Or South Ripley, I should say. I'm still new. I've only been here around here a month. Working on it, though.
We'll forgive you.
Thank you, thank you. There's Kaya Rainier, and that's good. That foul charge to To Lexi. That's going to be third foul on Franklin. She has stayed remarkably foul-free this third quarter, third and fourth quarter, I should say, Brian, after getting two early in the game.
Yeah, set that whole second quarter and hasn't picked up one till now.
Shot by Rainier, in and out, literally no good. Comes out into the hands of Cornette. She passes cross-court now for South Ripley, and it's dribbled into an over and back. And battling for it on the floor is Kendall Budd.
And you know, I don't know if she meant to do that or not, but Claire didn't pick that ball up, and Milan touched it first, so then they ended up with a jump ball, and South Ripley kept it instead of the over back.
Pretty slick, huh? Yeah. 36-27, a nine-point lead. It looks like South Ripley is going to win this, but, man, what a game it's been with these two great girls' teams. Kaya Rainier has it into the corner. There's Trinity Reed. Just inside the foul line, no shot. Emma Voss, left of the circle. No shot there. Tries to get it to Herzog. Still no shot. 1 minute remaining. Now Les. Here is a looper inside to Rainier. Up over Franklin. And that's going to be a fourth foul on Lexi. Over the top, they say.
Now send Kaya back to the line. She shot 9 free throws tonight after these two.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she's only made 2 so far.
That's a problem.
67% on the season.
Wow. So off night for Kaya Rainier.
Yes. They've left a lot of points at the line, like we said.
55 seconds remaining in the game, and the first throw free throw is good this time. Oops. Over there. When I'm talking, I'm not marking my book very well. That one's in and out, not good. Franklin with a rebound, and she may be fouled by Kendall Budd. Let's see. She is. Kendall with her third for Milan.
That'll be their fifth, so...
That'll come all the way back down, yep. 54 seconds remaining. 8-point lead for South Ripley. And Lexi Franklin on the strike. Is this her first free throw?
Sure is.
With 8 points already? Okay.
Yep. 54% on the year.
First one is off the back of the iron. What a girl's game. It has been a margin most of the way, all the way, for South Ripley, but Milan sure has put up a fight, and the second shot is good for Franklin. That makes it 37-28. I'm just going to have a rough guess at the points in just a bit. We shall see. Here's Kaya Rainier with the ball, no shot. Now back to Reed in the corner. Trinity doesn't have a shot either. Emma Voss tries to go baseline, and she does. She's inside, gets it back to Rainier, up for two, in and out, not there. And 30 seconds remain as that ball goes out of bounds and back to South Ripley.
Yep, and that's a shot Kaya can knock down. Just hasn't been able to tonight.
No doubt about it. Here is... one of the final drives of the game for the Raiders. Reese Obendorf, really the star of South Ripley's game tonight. Franklin has been there, but again, spent a lot of time on the sideline in foul trouble. She is certainly a force. Back to Obendorf the ball goes. 7 seconds, 5. Reese won't get to the midcourt line to go over and back. 1, and well, that's going to do it for the first of our two games tonight on WRBI here at the Ripley County Tournament. It is the Raiders of South Ripley knocking off the Indians of Milan in girls' action. We have more girls' action coming up in just a bit between Batesville and Jacksonville. We'll be back to the Jacksonville gym to recap this one in a moment. It's Jim Williams and Brian Samples with you on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a new Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Moore Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Moore Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And the area games are right here at Jackson Dell tonight and tomorrow as well. We'll be over at Batesville High. It is the annual Ripley County Basketball Tournament. Girls here at Jackson Dell, boys at Batesville, and again, a doubleheader this evening. We have the Batesville Bulldogs and the Jackson Dell Eagles coming up this evening. But in the game that just finished here for the girls, it was a hard-fought battle. It was the South Ripley Raiders beating the Milan Indians, final 37-28. And Brian Samples, what a game it was. That seems a 9-point margin like not very close, but it was in fact very close the way it was played.
Exactly right. And what did we say? The Milan had that down to 6 points, I think.
Yeah, in they had it down to four at one point.
Okay, they had it down to four, and that's when we get to the end of that third quarter. Obendorf was out. As soon as she came back in, the Raiders kind of took off, scored about, I think they scored six in a row there to open things back up. But, Milan, great effort. Again, South Ripley's defense, you got to be able to knock down some threes over top of it. And, as you look at the stats here, Milan was 2 out of 10 from threes, and one of those was the very first shot of the game.
Exactly. When the outside shot is such a tool, you got to practice and make use of it. And it may have been just a terrific defense on the part of South Ripley that prevented Milan from launching many. But we do have the unofficial scoring. Pretty close anyway. Reese Obendorf, as we expected throughout as the game went along, really became more and more of the shining light for South Ripley, making things happen, making things go, making things stop. And she was terrific. 13 points, but it seemed like more for Reese. She was really in charge of the Raiders. And then just behind her was Lexi Franklin with 9 hard-earned points. And she was out of the game for a long time with 2 early fouls. But definitely, again, as we've mentioned, a force inside. It was Lydia Cornett with 7 and Aubrey Warner with 4. Also 4 unofficially for Claire Samples, the freshman who played so well in there. And then for the Indians of Milan, 11 points each on our unofficial card for Emma Voss and Kaya Rainier. Rainier really played big, got a lot of rebounds, some fast breaks, could not convert to points much of the night. If she had been scoring besides everything else she was doing, it might have been a different story. 2 points on a bucket in the third quarter for Kendall Budd, and 1 point on a free throw for Anna Herzog, a three for Trinity Reed on an early tray. And so, Brian, a really, really interesting ball game. And, of course, South Ripley will take on the winner of our next game between Batesville and Jacksonville. And tell us what you saw in this one, since you've been here many times, and this is my first.
Yes, yes, your first one. That was a typical game.
Okay.
Everybody is on the floor. They play. And what's really nice about this tourney is here in just a few weeks, these teams will all head into the sectional, and this is just like a sectional atmosphere. Everybody's in here getting after you. You don't want to lose. So it's really good games to play just to get you tested heading into that sectional week. But both the teams played really even. I think if you look at the free throws, that's probably where Milan can kind of go back and pick up a few points there. And like we said, if they could knock down a couple of the shots from the outside, I had them, had Milan 2 of 10 from the three-point line, 7,
wow.
7 of 30 from twos. They had 14 turnovers and then 6 of 17 from the free throw line. And for a team that shoots 60% or a little over on the season, that 6 of 17 kind of hurts a little bit.
Wow.
South Ripley, when you look at their numbers, they're 13 of 33 from twos, 1 of 8 from threes, and just 4 of 7 from the free throw line. And they had 13 turnovers. So everything, numbers all the way across the board, are all pretty close. It was just, you know, making those free throws and also just knocking down a couple shots here. They're like, I mean, that's it every basketball game you play. Free throws and knock down a couple shots.
It was a wild, wild game. And again, our final 37-28 in that opener of this Ripley County tournament. And it'll be interesting to see what the next game brings between Batesville and Jacksonville. So thanks to all the fans of South Ripley and Milan who have been with us for the first ball game. We invite you to stick around for the next because it's going to be a blast as well. And we are going to be here to bring it to you. We've got the great Katie Hinker in the studio making all the tech happen for us. And we've got a few minutes till we bring you the next one. So we will pause for about three or so and then come back and open you up with game number two. It will be Batesville and Jacksonville next at the Ripley County Tournament on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.